Hey, this is Susie Larson. If you don't have time to listen to the full podcast, here's a highlight from today's show. So what's your hoped takeaway for the reader when they read The Living Room?
Well, it's really the same, you know, basic message that I have for all my books, and that is that they will catch a greater glimpse of a God who wants to interact with them across the whole scope of life, and not just in, you know, the limited time that we sometimes allot to him, you know, maybe on a Sunday morning, but that he wants to interact with us 24/7, and that's the great opportunity and the adventure of what it means to be a Christian.
Mm. You know, one of the subtle themes that I noticed, just to the strain in the marriage in the very beginning, because they're both just running hard and busy, but you see them really come together as the pressures of life kind of come from without, that you see them draw together and you see their really beautiful true colors as individuals, but also as a couple come out. I just loved that little progression that happened in the story as well.
Well, I appreciate that. And that's, you know, that kind of, you know, for those that have been listening to a lot of the conversation today, it goes back to that whole idea that you're wanting to, you know, have opportunities for growth and an arc of development for, you know, a lot of the characters in the story and for different kinds of themes. And, you know, in that story, in The Living Room, there's the relationship between the husband and wife. And a woman in our church came up to me after reading the book, and she said, "I didn't know that you were in our living room when my husband and I were talking."
You don't mind, do you?
And then there's also a relationship that the main character has with her teenage daughter. And, you know, it has its challenges and its strains. And, you know, hopefully there's a very satisfying payoff for that as well toward the end of the story.
Hmm. Well, one of the things, Amy, your main character, has to do is balance home life, work life, friendship life, faith life. And I'm trying to imagine how you do this as an author and as a lawyer and a script writer. Talk about just some of the core things that you keep in place so that you are not swept away by your schedule.
Well, one thing is if my wife wants to do something, you know, if after supper, which is often, I usually write in the evenings, if she has something that she needs to do, then we go do it.
Mm, good for you.
I mean, you know, nobody's up there writing the books for me, so I know I'm going to have to do it later, but I've really, and she knows that, and she's very respectful of my writing time, but I really do try to keep, you know, that our relationship, you know, where it needs to be. And then, you know, I try to be disciplined and, you know, work on a regular basis, you know, get in a couple hours a day. If I can. And then on the weekends, I'll do some, a little bit more maybe on Saturdays. I don't work the kind of hours that a lot of lawyers do. I work about 30 hours a week at the law firm. And that way I'm not, you know, just strung out and exhausted every time I come home. And so I'm thankful that the nature of my practice allows me to do that.